I'd like to invite you to relax into the practice. Right as you are in this moment. And relax some more. I will give the instructions this morning, mostly in English, say a few words also in Hebrew. Also, if you can't hear me in the back, just raise your hand. Yesterday, Michal spoke of investigation. And naturally, the question may arise, then how do we apply investigation? How to investigate? Most of the time, we think that in order to be good students, we need to really effort. We need to really struggle. The effort part is true. The struggle part we can let go of. What we're doing here does require a lot of effort. Ma'amatz. But what kind of effort? And how can we apply the right kind of effort? Yesterday, Shaila spoke about the Eightfold Path, and there are many places where you hear the word right, right thinking, right understanding, right effort, right concentration. And it's important to understand the word right, to understand rightly the word right. Oftentimes we hear it in terms of right and wrong. Our Western mind is used to dividing things to right and wrong, and if I'm doing it right, that means there's a way of doing it wrong. And if I'm doing it right, I'm good. And if I'm doing it wrong, I'm bad. But actually, the Pali word for right, sama, right effort, sama virya, means more of wise effort. Sama means that which gives support to the practice. So it will be more useful to use the word right effort, wise effort, rather than right effort. So what are the kinds of efforts that we can apply? The Buddha spoke of four kinds, four types of effort. Arba'a sugim shel ma'amatz navon. Abandon, avoid, cultivate, and maintain. Abandon zed, lafsik, la'azov, ma shelo mavi lanu to'elet. Avoid זה להימנע ממה שלא מביא לנו תועלת. Cultivate, לפתח, לטפח מה שמביא לנו תועלת. ומיינטיין, זה לשמר, לתחזק. לתת תשומת לב למה שמביא לנו תועלת, למה שמקדם אותנו. And we can see in our lives there are times that we may have an intention, may realize that there's something we want to do. For instance, if we want to get up early in the morning to meditate, then what do we need to abandon? We need to abandon going to sleep late. We need to abandon perhaps habits of eating heavy meals at night to support our getting up early in the morning. If we have an intention, for instance, to reduce sugar in our life, then we'll be wise not to find ourselves, not to take ourselves into a chocolate store, to avoid such place. Here in the setting of the retreat, it's obvious that we have abandoned many things in order to come here and practice together. We have abandoned our usual routine at home, our ways of life, what we are used to, our habits of when to get up, when to eat, when to go to sleep. And some of the things we can avoid here on the retreat in order to support our practice are very similar to what we need to avoid at home when we have an intention that we want to support. If we have a habit like smoking that we want to abandon, then we may want to avoid or abandon thoughts or cravings that lead to thinking about the cigarette. If we find ourselves in obsessive thinking, this is may be the right time to apply wise effort, the kind of effort of abandoning, turning our attention away from the obsessive thinking. Or when we encounter the five hindrances that Michal spoke about yesterday, חמשת המכשולים, כשהם עולים בזמן המדיטציה ואנחנו מזהים אותם, אנחנו יכולים להגיד, אוקיי, אני מזהה. עלה עכשיו כעס, עלה שימום, עלה ספק. ואחרי שאנחנו מזהים, אנחנו יכולים להניח להם. Abandon them and come back to the breath, come back to the present moment. And what can we cultivate while we are here on the retreat? We can cultivate the intentions of open heart, metta, cultivate wisdom, cultivate the peace that we may have experienced in fleeting moments. Cultivate right effort, wise effort. Cultivate a commitment to sitting, to staying present, to staying with what arises, to not run away from the retreat and not run away into thinking, into fantasies. And we maintain that we have cultivated. We notice when we have moments of peace, we notice, we give it attention and energy to the moments that peace arises by itself as a grace, as a gift from our practice. And we give it attention, give it presence in order for it to thrive, in order for it to flower and continue. At any point of our meditation, we can ask ourselves, what kind of effort is needed now? What will be the wise kind of effort to apply now? What am I having now? It's like using Shaila's question from the other night. What is happening now? What is happening right now? And with wise observation, we can then decide, we can then discern what kind of effort is needed now. Do I need now to abandon these thoughts? Do I need to abandon, to lafsik, lazov, this obsessive thinking that is happening and come back home to the breath? Or do I need to go into it and investigate and be with? The Buddha spoke of the middle way. But some of us are more used to the extreme ends. Either struggle and fight really hard, or if we're not applying any effort at all, that means we are totally couch potatoes. Many of us are very familiar with really struggling with ourselves. We are familiar with being in conflict. It feels known. It feels comfortable. We know what to do there. Maybe it's a background in the army. We know how to work really hard and really make ourselves, really force ourselves. But we don't know what to do and how to be without struggle, to find the middle way. For many of us, to effort means to struggle. The middle way teaches us effort without effort, effort without tension, effortless effort. Can we apply ourselves wholeheartedly to the practice without efforting, without the tension, without the struggle? Can we be fully committed to sitting, to being present, to work with what is coming up, to stay with ourselves without struggling? Can we sit without moving? Can we work with pain and restlessness without fight? The middle way calls us to apply effort with wisdom, to assess, to discern when it is right, when it is beneficial to stay firm, to not move, to stay and work with whatever is present, and when it is right to set it aside, to come back home to the breath or change posture. Today we'll apply continuity in the practice, like a thread that will go from sitting to standing to walking, not just in the formal times of practice, but throughout the day. When we walk to our rooms, when we enter our rooms, when we take a shower, when we go to eat. Every moment is an opportunity to observe. What is the mind doing now? What is the condition of the mind now? What kind of effort I need to apply now? In whatever way we apply wise effort, we can always bring an attitude of relaxation to it. Even when we sit with a strong determination not to move, we can be soft within, with it, and with ourselves. Sometimes we sit and we say, I'm not going to move. And then the time passes, and maybe half an hour went by, and we feel fine. And then the last 15 minutes is a great struggle, and we feel like we can't sit one more moment, and we are waiting for the bell to save us from our misery. And we feel, as soon as the bell rings, I'm going to move right away, because I can't sit with it one more moment, one more second. And then the bell rings, and suddenly we feel, oh, I can sit another moment with it. Why is that? Perhaps it's because when the bell rings, something inside us relaxes. And when it relaxes, we find that we can sit longer. Even with the pain. The pain has not gone away, but we relaxed around it. So we can be with it. So we apply right effort and relax while we are efforting. And we bring our attention to the presence of whatever arises. And we watch it change into absence, which changes into presence again. We watch then presence gives rise to absence, and absence gives rise to presence. And we watch when there is neither presence nor absence. And we apply mindfulness and investigation wholeheartedly, with a mind that is clear, alert, focused, and relaxed. And we bring wise effort to our mindfulness and investigation. We bring wise effort and relaxation to a full commitment to the practice. stay alert and relax. alert and relaxed.